I'm thankful to be here and thankful for everything that I have felt and heard and experienced already this morning. Just, you know, I've already been paid. I don't need to get up here to get blessed and to feel blessed. This isn't about me. It's not about the preachers or anything about us.
That's right.
Up here, brother.
That's right.
You know, I get paid by seeing my brothers and sisters get blessed here.
Yeah.
And by feeling the Spirit.
Yeah.
By being renewed. And,
that's it.
You know, that's what it's about. We get weak throughout the week sometimes. You know, we get down and struggle through work and the holidays and school and whatever we got going on. But you know what? We can always come and be together and try to lift one another up here. And I'm just so thankful that God has set it up that way. I found that I couldn't do it on my own. I couldn't pray enough even for my own children. My dad couldn't pray enough for me. But it came down to me and that relationship with the Father. By the direct contact that we've got to have. You see, and you know, when we come together, what's our duty here today, but to serve the Lord and to try to point those that don't know Him, to point them to the one that gives us our strength, to the one that gives us our help.
Yeah.
Look to the hills from whence my help comes from. When I get down in this world, the good thing about it is it can only drive me down to my knees here. It has no power
for
me. Because the Lord, He has me in the palm of His hand.
Yes.
I'm so thankful, and I hope you'll just pray for a few minutes here.
God,
and maybe the Lord will use me. You see, we're nothing but vessels here. I have no power. I have no word today. But I'm willing to do the will of the Father. That's what it takes here. I made Him a promise. When I was 16 years old, just crying down in a basement bedroom up in Michigan in the middle of January. It gets awfully cold up there this time of year. You see, I know today being New Year's Day, a little something special to me. You see, I was a junior in high school when the whole Y2K thing was going on. The year 2000 was coming up, brother. And everybody thought the whole world was going to go crazy. Everything was going to fall apart. The computers, they don't know what to do. When it rolled to the day 2000, you know, it's kind of funny thinking about it now. But you know, I was on the outside, but I was hurting on the inside. I didn't know my Lord did, but I've been praying a little bit. I've been thinking, why, Lord, maybe I could just be good enough. Why, I go to church with my family. They've taken me from the time I was born, brother. But you know, I never got into a whole lot of trouble. I made good grades. I played sports. I was pretty good, so I considered some of my friends, brother, you know, but I was lacking something down inside. You can't be good enough for the Lord. There's none that are good. No, not one.
That's
none that are righteous in this world. But you know, I remember my dad said, if the world's going to end, why don't we just have us a little New Year's Eve? Why service there? And we'll just be preaching in the New Year. And if the world falls apart, it'll be all right. We're ready to go. And you know, I remember how I sitting through that service, just breaking my heart, brother. I think a lot of them, I probably thought why? Oh, why are we getting out here in the middle of the night? Oh, why we can't stay up this late? But you know, why there was something inside of me. Oh, that had a desire, Brother Joel. If they would have had that service there, if they wouldn't have put forth the effort to come out there, I don't know where I would have been. Because I remember standing outside with my older cousin there, who we grew up together. And you know, he wasn't in the church either. And we were just talking a little bit and said, well, is there something burning down inside? Is there something just a little bit different? Oh, I don't know what it is here. And I told him, I have a drawing. Oh, there's something in my heart that I feel. Oh, there's something changing in me, and I don't know what it is. You know, I pushed it as far as I could. Lord, I don't want my friends, Lord, to see me crying. To think I'm some crazy person. I get one out of the church all the time. I carry my Bible in here. I'm the captain of the basketball team. What will they think of me? My Lord, if they see me like that. But you know, that night when I went home, I had nobody left to talk to, brother. But I had something waiting on me in my bedroom. The Lord spoke to me when nobody else was around. I said, you've been running from me for a long time. I'm still right here, though. You want to know what's wrong? I'll put this world aside for just a minute. I'll put your own selfishness, your self-righteousness, put it beside you and look to the Lord from where all the good things come from. You want joy in your life? Then put the Lord first and forget everything else. The next morning, I think was a Sunday morning, I was thinking, I'm going to come and I'm going to join the church and there's nothing going to stop me. Oh, the Lord, He saved my soul that night, and I prayed to Him, God, Father, I don't know what there is to me, but God, I want to go to heaven.
Yeah.
If I have to lose my life, Lord, just take it. Take me to heaven. I'm tired of this world. Yeah. And when we got there the next day, the devil, he'll plant a seed in your mind. You're not good enough. You're not there. There's nothing to you. Why? You put it off a little while. And that's what I did. But my cousin, at the end of the service there, he came forward, brothers, and gave his hand to the church. And it broke me in two. Because I thought, Lord, that should have been me. I wasn't brave enough. I wasn't strong enough. And my dad, he took us down. We had a little pond outside. January 2nd. And he took him down there to the water. And there was ice everywhere and snow. But we went out there. My cousin and I was standing on the bank, heartbroken. They laid him down in that watery grave. And when he came up, I couldn't hold it no more, Brother Joel. My dad went preaching from the bank of the pond there. And he said, if there's anybody left that has felt that, the Lord has saved their soul, then come home right now. And you put your light on the candlestick. And I couldn't even raise my head. But I walked to him, and I just hugged him. And said, thank you, Lord. What have you gotten from me?
Yeah.
If you don't know the Lord, I'm telling you, our time is running out. He's talking to you. He's talking to your very soul. What has happened here today? But it's got a great big hole down on the inside. And we try, Brother Joel.
Yeah.
We try to fill it with everything that we can before we try the Lord. It's just the way.
Yeah.
It seems like it's the way that the devil pushes us sometimes.
Yeah.
He convinced me that I wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
And you know what? He was right.
Yeah.
I'm not good enough. I'm still not, Brother Joel.
Right.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Well, that's, if I was good enough, I wouldn't need the Lord. But you know what? He knew, Father God, that we weren't good enough here, and He came down. And He took this whole body of flesh, and I show you, that I can be the one that you need.
Yeah.
He'll be the conduit for us. You see, you know, I work on a lot of equipment. It seems like,
come on.
You know, I'm an engineer, and I design a lot of machines and things, and do a lot with electricity, and it always still just amazes me the things that God does that we don't understand, Brother Joel.
Yeah.
How things work. And you know, you got two dead pieces of equipment here. And you know, we can run the wires to them and connect them. How about until the power turns on and that light flows through them? Through the wires, Brother Joel. That equipment's not going to do anything. It's just going to sit there dead and not move. I'm telling you, this world is full of dead equipment. And you know what? We can do, we can be the wires that connect it together. But we can't be the electricity that flows from breath to breath. My Father, He'll come and He'll fill this house and He'll connect us to one. He's there when He's praying and He's living. I put the nails in His hand, Brother. And He said, it is finished. Nothing new under the sun will ever be made. And you know what? He sanctified it, Brother. And He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I'm there in the beginning and the end. And He was. When the Spirit moved across the face of the water.
Yes.
When they formed the earth. When they formed the heavens. And everything in the first couple days there, He was there with it when the Spirit moved across the face of the water. And you know what? When they formed man from the dust of the earth, and He, how I breathed the breath of life, that Spirit, it moved upon that man like it did upon the waters there. But you know what? There was something else I still lacking here. And when I finally bowed my heart down, I said, Lord, I know it's not about I just going to church. It's not about I just paying money. I'll do a church somewhere. But it's about I've given you my whole life. Lord, that's when that Spirit, it breathed on me just like it did Adam. He gave me a life that I never had before. And I'm telling you, that's the Spirit that I'm talking about. When they were in that upper room there. And He said, I've got to go. He was heartbroken to leave them. He knew what was coming. He knew, brother, when He left, that all of them, Paul and all of them, would be persecuted. And I think it broke His heart. But He said, I've got to go away. If I don't, then the Spirit can't come. But I won't leave you comfortless in this thing. I believe in me and believe in my Father. And you know, when they were there and they were brokenhearted, the broken heart and the contrite spirit. Guess what? That's when the Lord, that's when He'll come in and move. Because at that point, the pride is gone from you. And the pride is the root of all sin. You think of any sin you can think of. What does it come down to? It comes down to pride. I think I know what's best for me, not God. Oh, that's pride, brother. I'll wait a little while until I'm older. Oh, that's pride. I'm thinking that I can do it on my own. But when we finally get down and there's just nothing left, there is no pride. But there's a little humility. You see it said, God giveth grace to the humble, resisteth the proud. That proud man, I wasn't going out drinking and doing drugs and all manner of things. But I was one of the proudest people you'd ever meet. And that was what was holding me back. Just like old Thomas. Why didn't he believe? Pride more than anything. He thought it ain't possible. I saw him dead. It's not possible. Science tells us that when something is dead, it's dead. And he's gone. I saw him hanging between two thieves. I saw his mother's family all bowed around him crying. I saw him get taken down and wrapped in a linen cloth.
Yeah.
I saw him get put in the tomb and the stone rolled in front of that thing.
Yeah.
I saw the guards standing there and I saw his people scatter in fear and being worried here. Oh, why? But you know what? When the world thinks, oh, they know what's in control. Oh, when they think that, oh, they know exactly of the mechanical order of things. Oh, why?
Yes.
Oh, son of man, where were you?
Yes.
When I hung the stars in the sky, where were you?
Yes.
When I set the moon,
yes.
In its place, I'm telling you,
yes.
He'll move in this whole world. Will take a back seat. You know, and when sometimes we need a little reassurance, you know, and
yes.
When he come and he finally came to Thomas last, didn't he? I think that was for a reason.
Yes, sir.
You know, Thomas wouldn't believe.
That's right.
He doubted.
He did.
And he thought it ain't possible. And everybody else had seen him. Can you imagine how frustrated that must have been?
Yeah.
Thomas, what are you all playing a game on me? What do you mean?
Yeah.
You've seen the Lord. I want to see him too. I desire to see him. Oh, and then I'll believe. And when he come to him, he came to him and said, Thomas, here I am. Why did you doubt like he told? I imagine the thought like old Peter.
Yeah.
Peter, why did you doubt when he stepped on the water and sunk? You see, the world has a hold of us on the natural side.
Right.
But when that peace, when that peacemaker comes,
yes.
He speaks peace to our soul, and the fire is kindled, Brother Joel. That's when the fire burned, and we can walk on the water. Can be raised.
Yes.
And my Father is King of all things.
Yes.
And then He give us power.
God bless that.
To all of us when we don't deserve it. And He'll give us a home in heaven even though we don't deserve it.
That's right.
Even though I have sinned. We sin every day, just the very thoughts that we have, you know.
That's right.
But there is a difference. You know, the Lord, He is my shepherd and I shall not want.
Amen.
You know what I was thinking about? Old Paul, he's one of my favorite, I think, writers there and people in the Bible just from his story.
Yes.
That he came through and everything that happened, you know, when you were talking about one of the many times that he was in prison there. And, you know, I think about when him and Silas were down in jail there. Why, and they began to sing and pray at the hour of midnight. It makes me think of that midnight service that we had. You know, and I can just hear it said, it was late at night, and then again, I just sing a little bit, and to preach a little bit, and to pray a little. And the Bible says, and the prisoners heard them. That's one of my favorite sentences there.
Yeah.
The other prisoners, they heard that cry.
Yes.
And you know what? After that, the next sentence, then the earthquake happened. See, he could have just had it occur, brother, right away. I need Paul and Silas. I'm gonna go do my will somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna let them go into the jail. But you know, there was somebody in that prison that needed to hear the words. That needed the message
we know
that they
the guard,
had. And when the doors open, here come that guard, brother.
Yeah.
And he thought they were gone. He thought, well, my life is over.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's nothing worse back then with the Romans.
Uh-huh.
You let some prisoners escape, your life is done.
That's right.
And he thought to kill himself there and maybe to save his family. Because they were vicious, they'd wipe everyone out, your whole line.
Right.
The whole lineage that you had there. And you know, Paul just cried out, don't do yourself any harm.
That's it.
Yeah, the doors are open, but we're here.
Yeah.
No, we don't want to go out. We want you to come inside.
Yeah.
And you know what? And that's what I found with my Lord. when I felt like everything was lost, and I had found out that I was that jail cell, prisoner there, and they had been opened up, and I thought, my life is forfeit. I have failed, and I'm gonna die for this thing. The Lord, He called to me and said, we're still right here. I haven't gone anywhere. Just you have. But you need to do the work. You need to come unto me. You need that seek.
Yes, that's right.
All you that labor, and I'll give you rest.
Yes, sir.
You see, He's not going to grab you by the hair. By the hair and drag you in.
Everything. Everything that He preached and says requires an action from us. Well, I stand at the door and knock. He didn't say, I open it for you. He said, come unto me and I'll give you rest.
Yes.
He didn't say, I'll go and yank you out every time you're in trouble. We get ourselves in trouble sometimes in this world.
But you know what? When I get in trouble, all I need to do, brother, is just remember like old Jonah when he was in the bottom of that water in that fish, brother. For 3 days he sat there.
Bless him.
Because his pride put him there.
That's right.
And he was thinking, I'm going to get out of this some way, somehow on my own. Oh, why would he stay there for 3 nights in that fish? Before he finally cried, he said he removed all the pride and everything. By reason of mine affliction, I cried. From the belly of hell, I cried. And the Lord, He heard me.
Yes.
And He knew right where He was. He sat there for 3 days.
Yes,
you know, that was me when I was just crying on account of my sin, brother.
Right.
Sometimes we're our own worst enemy in this thing.
Yes,
and you know, you can just go all through the Bible and
every person in there. We all have our flaws, our weaknesses, our strengths.
But when we come together and worship Him, in spirit and in truth.
That's right.
That's when the magic happens in this world. You can't understand.
Yeah.
I'm going to get out of the way, Brother Joel. I'm thankful that you've had us come. And always thankful for every one of you that comes out and visits us.
Yeah.
It's always so special. I know it. We're only an hour away. And we let the world get in our way of so many times. Just thinking, an hour drive is so far.
When it's not. You know, we'll do it for a ball game, no problem.
Come on, brother.
Well, bless the Lord. Thank God for preaching.
Amen.
Them helped my spirit this morning, my inward man. I felt the good Holy Ghost helping me, helping them and helping me. Appreciate them coming. Amen. Let's stand this morning. God bless you. Appreciate the men coming this morning, preaching their heart. We'll have prayer. You shake somebody's hand.